Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trundy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidindji Country, BBM Bummerabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, jump straight into it. Why stress is quietly breaking our hearts and how to reset this, Red Feb. With cost of living pressure rising in recent years, stress has become the silent epidemic of modern life. And it's quietly breaking our hearts. Health experts warn that chronic stress is comprising how our hearts function, increasing the risk of cardiovascular disease, heart attack, and even sudden cardiac events. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Nikki Dent, Heart Research Australia CEO. We have Nikki on the line. Nikki, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Nikki? Where are you?
I'm south of Sydney, the Illawarra.
All right, beautiful. So we are talking about stress and how it's breaking our hearts in more ways than one, and the pressure that comes on life in itself and all aspects of life will form a lot of pressure on the stress, which affects the body and the heart as well, is what I'm picking up, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And Heart Research Australia runs an annual campaign called Red Feb each year, and that helps raise awareness about heart disease. And we also encourage people to wear red and donate to help fund heart research.
Yes.
And we also have a theme as part of that campaign, and this year's theme is about stress, because stress has become a bit of a silent epidemic of modern life, with the cost of living pressures rising and all sorts of things in our modern lives can be stressful. And nearly half of Australians are saying financial worries are the biggest factor affecting their well-being. And chronic stress, which is defined as persistent stress, doesn't just affect the mind, it's quietly affecting our heart, and that increases the risk of heart disease, heart attacks, and even sudden cardiac events. So 40% of Australians say they're feeling stressed every week, and 48% that say that financial worries most affect their well-being. And chronic stress and depression account for about one-third, that's 32%, of the overall risk of developing heart disease. And that's comparable to smoking and even greater than diabetes or even hypertension, which is high blood pressure. So it's something that we kind of need to be focused on and understand what we can do, really.
Nikki, I'm picking up the mental connotation as well, and regarding the power of the mind and how mind can take on board to what's happening. And if your thought process is warped in the sense of money, finance, the stress, all of it, what have you, it can affect the body, yes?
Absolutely. And depression also affects about 40% of people after a heart attack, and that doubles their risk of future cardiac events. So the mind is a really important part in our well-being.
So if we're talking about stop smoking or stop drinking and exercise and what have you, they also exercise for your mind, positive thoughts or affirmations or doing something that you love doing, whether it's fishing or whether it's jogging or what have you. If that's good for your mind, it's got to be good for your body as well.
Yeah, that's right. What you can do for yourself is like deep breathing exercises, learning the deep breathing exercise, because that can help calm you down, and also it's shown to help with your blood pressure as well. Things like yoga or journaling, or simply pausing to notice how you're feel.
Yes.
And connection with others is really helpful. A hug, a laugh, sharing a meal, volunteering or spending time with friends and family. And those things can really lift our spirits and reduce our stress.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard of nature bathing, but just an hour outdoors in nature can cut stress hormones and lower blood pressure. So a hug, a laugh, a walk in the park, they're not luxuries, they're medicine for our hearts. So great to try and weave them into the day. Even if you don't think you're feeling stressed, your body will really thank you for it.
Well, exactly. I had an uncle who used to always say, too much... it's no good being the wealthiest person in the cemetery. You know what I mean? If you're focused on chasing money or entrepreneur or business or what have you, but you're not looking after your health, become a millionaire, die of a heart attack next day sort of thing, you know what I mean? It's about all aspects of your life, isn't it, Nikki?
Yeah, that's right. And stress, living in that constant stress mode that is a constant crisis mode is like leaving your car engine running all night.
Well, then,
When you're under stress, your body releases stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, and that can trigger your fight or flight response. So your heart beats faster, blood vessels narrow, and blood pressure rises. And that prepares your body for action. And whilst that could be helpful in the short term, in long term, the stress can cause these symptoms to stay on high alert. And our stress systems are designed to spike and then return back to baseline. So over time, when that doesn't return to baseline, risks build up silently, and that increases your risk of heart disease and stroke. So, long-term stress can be things like a bad job, a debt, or things like that. They're persistent pressure. And it can keep your body on high alert and significantly affect your health. So, weaving the good stress-relieving things into your day is a great thing to do.
And you mentioned a vehicle, having a vehicle running all night. The other thing is we service our cars regularly. We need to service our body too and our mind, don't we?
That's right. And this Red Feb is a great opportunity
to
go and get your health check done, get your blood pressure done, your cholesterol, and your other key health metrics. And also we've got a free bingo challenge.
Oh, there you go.
and it's a fun way to reset your stress and support your heart health.
Well, while you're waiting for your numbers to fall, you're doing the beautiful colouring. And you can really design a nice colour sheet there, which may give you some money if you call and get the bingo call out. Ah, beautiful.
Yeah.
And Red Feb, is that we can Google that? Talk to Annie Google?
So you can go on to our website to find out more and get your bingo card at heartresearch.com.au.
Okay. Beautiful.
So you'll find out more there. And Heart Research Australia, we fund world-class and emerging researchers in prevention, diagnosis and treatment of heart disease. So our aim is to keep families together for longer and reduce the devastating impact that heart disease has on our community.
Well, Nikki, a good yarn, good for the soul, good for the heart. Thank you for your conversation. All the best to you and your team. Have
a great
year. Let's keep in touch and take care. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Beautiful yarn there. Nikki Dent, her name is, Heart Research Australia, CEO, and talk about why stress is quietly breaking our hearts. And what we're talking about is how to reset this. Red Feb. Do check it out. Google Red Feb. And recent national data shows that nearly half of Australians say financial worries are the biggest factor affecting their well-being, while more than a third of workers report feeling burnt out every week. Like money, it's a tool, you know, and we spent like 40, 50 years of our life working for a pay packet. I always say that get financially intelligent, get your money working for you, set out a budget, that sort of stuff, you know what I mean? We want things instant. The world we live in, 21st century, instant pancakes, instant coffee, instant. We want money now, but you've got to work towards it and you've got to set the plan of attack and you've got to be disciplined in it. Study the tool, get financially intelligent. If we're talking about money or finance is a worry, and that can cause heart disease and heart attacks and what have you. Yeah, all aspects of your life, health as well. You know, too much couch, not enough ouch. Get the whole aspect of your life right, your mob, in a bit-by-bit process, but enjoy the journey. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yana up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yana is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. One-hour program, come to you live here from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Mora pugatan prikanda amadala koro Cholonya cholola Kwama wareyanku tingurung arinyi Mora panya chololam anan jikil bay Monola tikiram mongatiri bay Anang jodanku yenara tikil bay Monoya tikiram tikaringu bay Monoya kalbaringu lam malakuanku bay Mora pugatan prikaundam amadala koro Cholonya chololam Kwama wareyanku tingurung arinyi Mora panya chololam anana jikil bay Monola tikiram monga tiri bay Cholonya cholola Kwama wareyanku tingurung arinyi Ngora panya chololam anana jikil bay Monola tikiram
You make a mark in history, politics and religion calls. You may be blind, but I can see bloodshed and racial wars. Can you hear the children crying? Can you see their mothers trying? Still our fathers fighting a never-ending war. Black and white, let's get it right, for we are one in his sight. But who's wrong and who is right? Let's stand up proud and strong. Can you hear the children crying? Can you see their mothers trying? Can you feel our spirits dying? Still our fathers fighting a never-ending war. We'll be right back.
Can you see their mothers crying? Can you feel our spirits dying? Still our fathers fighting a never-ending war. A never-ending war.
Hey, which way are you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada, yendaba kat yendaba bamada, yendaba gadan, yendaba listen.
Ganada, ganada, yoga, gala.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Gundatha, the coloured stone here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. So do yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. A voice for our people. Do have your say in Yarn Up Strong, open to all conversation and all people. Non-Indigenous brothers and sisters want to come on board, have a yarn. All ears here for your yarn here on Delhi National Talk Black. A voice for our people. Do Yarn Up Strong. And a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, Big Island, Australia. Thank you for the work that you do, communication with the mob, and playing all our Delhi music and having our Delhi yarns about our people in existence and what's happening here on the Big Island. And striving for the future. And speaking of future, we got NAIDOC this year, and the theme is 50 years of Deadly. So that's the new theme for 2026. And the celebration, of course, this year, 2026, is from the 5th to the 12th of July. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, yeah, do celebrate NAIDOC. But as we always say, us more, but we're NAIDOC is every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So do yarn up strong. Let's look at the headings here happening in the news. What do we got here in front of us? Let's talk ABC News. Animated movie Imagine invited 150 Indigenous kids to collaborate with stars like Taika Waititi. And are you ready to ride a giant platypus with an alien dog, the stars and Aboriginal elders as your guides? Fast facts about Imagine. An animated adventure featuring Indigenous knowledge holders, directed by Jack Manning Bancroft and Tyson Yukapura, starring Yolande Brown, Wayne Blair, Taika Waititi, Jack Manning Bancroft and Tyson Yukapura, in cinemas now and likely to make you feel like you have so much to learn in the very best way. And that's a fantastic adventure that awaits in Imagine, a First Nation-led animated film that explores how Indigenous knowledges, knowledge systems across the globe interconnect. Joyously trippy. It's co-directed by Jack Manning Bancroft, as I mentioned, founder of the Australian Indigenous Mentoring Experience, AIM, and Deakin University academic and Sand Talk author, Tyson Yukapura. We want people to share the Indigenous experience with a sense of wonder in all its cultural wisdom, Yukapura says. It has to be everybody. Releasing in Australia cinemas on January 26th after debuting at the Melbourne International Film Festival, Imagine features the vocal talent of Bangarra Dance Theatre choreographer and AIM co-CEO Yolande Brown. Brown plays non-binary a teenage Kim, who's overwhelmed by the noise of the worldwide doom scrolling on their phone in their bedroom, when green skin canine Jeff, voiced by Jocko Porter, appears. They're led on an unforgettable voyage of discovery that includes a rendezvous with the rainbow serpent. Total Control star Wayne Blair and a sit-down with the Nicole Wins director, Taika Waititi, in a zombie form, you could say. So, look, a very deadly story, a movie. So do check it out, animated, and get educated, a tool for our young ones, but also educating all peoples of the world. And storytellers we are, so fantastic, put it in the animation form. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black, that daily number 1-800-422-416.
I was born on a cold and wet December night as the lightning struck and the thunder rolled. On that night, yes, that night, I breathed the air of this land. I was carried around in a paper buckle of mine as the lightning struck and the thunder roared.
I traveled all over this beautiful land as the lightning struck and the thunder rolled on that night. Yes, that night I became a man of this land. I see my family all crying for me as the lightning struck and the thunder rolled on that day, yesterday, my spirit became the land.
Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidaly here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20, Trevor Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidindi country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Looking at news, headline news, Nine News, a man has been arrested over alleged neo-Nazi comments he made during Sydney's March for Australia protests. And other news here, tens of thousands join Invasion Day rallies. Smaller groups take part in opposing March for Australia demonstrations. Thousands of people have joined protests in cities around Australia with Invasion Day rallies and counter March for Australia demonstrations taking place. During the 26th of day, Governor Arthur Phillip ran up the British flag at Sydney Cove. Is officially Australia Day, but many mark that date as Invasion Day, recognising the deposition of Indigenous Australians. Protests were organised in every Australian capital today, just yesterday, with New South Wales Police announcing recently they had tweaked the extended protest ban in place after the Bondi Beach attack in order to allow activists to march in certain areas of Sydney. The news here is device thrown at Perth crowd. In Perth, Invasion Day rally crowds were sent fleeing after an apparent explosive device was thrown towards the stage where speeches were taking place. A 31-year-old man was taken into police custody. Police Commission Cole Blanche said officers worked with organisers to immediately evacuate 2,000 people amid fears of potential mass casualty event. He said the very rudimentary device was about the size of a medium coffee cup. The device that was located just in front of the stage area contained ball bearings and contained screws, and those items were wrapped around an unknown, at this stage, liquid in a glass container, he says. Forensic tests are expecting to reveal tomorrow whether the device contained explosive. This is a very, very serious incident, Blanche said. This is un-Australian and the exact opposite of what we all wanted today. Man arrested alleged neo-Nazi speech, as I mentioned earlier. A man has been arrested over alleged neo-Nazi comments he made during an open mic session during Sydney's March for Australia protest at Moore Park. 31-year-old was stopped on nearby Bourke Street in Surry Hills after his comments has taken into custody. He was charged with public insult, hatred on a ground of race causing fear. Operation Australia Day commander Brett McFadden alleged the man engaged in hate speech aligned with neo-Nazi ideology. We arrested a 31-year-old male who engaged in what we were alleged is a hate speech during an open mic session at Moore Park, he told. We will allege that the language he used, his presence was clearly and unequivocally aligned with neo-Nazi ideology, and his presence and language incited a response from the crowd, generating hate towards a particular group in our community. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said police were on high alert for any protesters who violated federal legislation during the march in Sydney. There will be no tolerance for violence or hate speech on Sydney streets, he said. We live in a beautiful multicultural community with people from around the world, but will not tolerate a situation where on Australia's National Day it's been pulled down by divisive language, hate speech or racism. Min said he has not ruled out introducing stricter legislation, saying people have a right to enjoy the city. I do believe we have to confront this idea with the centre of Sydney can be dominated weekend after weekend after weekend by the same protest, he says. People have got a right to protest, but other Australians have a right to enjoy the city. My responsibility is to keep the people of New South Wales safe and to balance those rights. Two others were arrested under under Operation Australia Day. A 17-year-old man was arrested in Bondi for allegedly assaulting police and being questioned by police. A 28-year-old was charged with domestic violence offence at Victoria which were unrelated to the protest. McFadden said, despite the few incidents, the overwhelming majority of crowds were respectful. About 18,000 people turned up for the Invasion Day rally in Sydney, while 2,000 attended the March for Australia rally. The Invasion Day protest kicked off with a heavy police presence in Hyde Park about 10 a.m. and the rally began with a moving tribute to Sophie Quinn, an Indigenous woman who was allegedly shot dead by her former partner in Lake Cardiago in New South Wales last week. Quinn's aunt, Neruda, and her friend, John Harris, were also killed in the shooting. Protests at today's rally are holding signs that read, "Stop killing us," and "Sovereignty never ceded." Members of the Palestinian Action Group was also shown their support at the rally. Later, the March for Australia anti-immigration rally kicked off at Cleveland Street and Moore Park. Tensions flared between opposing groups. In one incident, residents were involved in an exchange of views and March for Australia protesters. McFadden said the police intervened and de-escalated the situation before anything could happen. Another protester was seen carrying a sign that called to free Joel Davis, the neo-Nazi leader who is accused of allegedly urging followers to ritually rape Wentworth MP alleged spender. A brief scuffle broke out between the Invasion Day demonstrators and a group of men Australian flags, the Sydney Morning Herald reported. Police officers intervened again before the rally continued towards Broadway. Invasion Day protest dwarfs March for Australia in Melbourne. About 19,000 people descended on Melbourne CBD, opposing protests being held on the steps of Victoria Parliament and outside Flinders Street train station. A smoking ceremony took place outside Parliament to mark the beginning of the Invasion Day protests, which about 17,000 marches. Meanwhile, 2,000 March for Australia protests waved the national flag as they walked through the CBD. Aerial vision from the Nine News helicopter showed thousands of people part of the Invasion Day rally, while there were a visibly small turnout for the opposing March for Australia rally outside Flinders Street. And Nine News captured footage of a confrontation between opposing protesters near the steps of Parliament, which led to the one woman being knocked to the ground. Police were on the ground monitoring the situation. There were minimal conflict between the two groups, according to police, throughout, although a handful of incidents were reported. One man was sprayed in the face by an unknown substance on the corner of Swanson and Burke Street by someone wearing an Australian flag as a cape. Police said another man who police believe was part of the March for Australia group was assaulted at a licensed premises on Burke Street. The offenders fled with the victim not wanting to make a statement. And separately, a male and female were racially abused by four while they were packing up their car near the intersection of Westwood Place and Little Collins Street. The attackers chased the victim's car, smashed the back window with police believe was a stolen broken broom and boom gate. Police allege one of the men performed a Nazi salute during the attack. Defenders fled the scene. All the matters are being investigated. Captain Cook's statue under guard. A security guard kept an eye on the Captain Cook memorial statue in St Kilda after the monument was toppled by vandals on Australia Day 2 years ago. Port Phillip Council heard the guard to protect the statue from potential defacement today. But the sculpture was sawn off at the ankles and painted with the words, "The colony will fall," in 2024. And Pauline Hanson speaks to the crowd in Brisbane. One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson made an appearance at an Australian Day march in Brisbane's Botanic Gardens at the CBD. The Hoodoo Guru's anthem, "What's My Scene," played as she was welcomed on stage. She described mass migration in Australia during her speech and said Anthony Albanese was the worst Prime Minister I've ever known. March for Australia protesters in Canberra. Meanwhile, in Canberra, an opposing March for Australia protest took place outside Parliament House. The Australian Federal Police was out in full force as protesters waved Australian flags and marched towards Lennox Gardens in Yarramulla. An Invasion Day protest also began at 10 a.m. in Canberra and expected to finish at Old Parliament House. Police warned the protest could cause traffic disruptions in the capital today. Zero tolerance for hate speech violence. New South Wales Premier, as I mentioned earlier, Chris Minns did mention that. And that was the actions and inactions in Australia's for support for Australia Day Rising in regard to people marching for the flag. And there is all the conversations that's going on in that space. Here we are in the 21st century. And as I'll mention, Australia is the first, is the only First Nation, First Nation country that has not got a treaty with its First Nation people. So there it is in regard to FOD. First Nation people do stream for a change in the date of Australia Day, 26th of January, as a day when the white sails came, the flag was put up, what have you, and the British flag. So they talk about having a day that suits us all. There's the argument in regards to Australia Day. Have your say, Yanup Strong, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Mm-hmm. We can go for miles after midnight, chasing every shadow till the daylight. Going off the edge just to feel what it's like, what it's like, what it's like.
System was best. We have come to believe that. And now you say that you were wrong. And we were wrong to believe you.
Softly, they're different yours. We live on the same land, but we got different laws. We're forced to go learn a different way. Your culture's so strange. Can you hear when we say, why's everything gotta be your way? It's killing our home. Our culture is left unknown. Why we gotta do everything your way? You don't understand, we're connected to land. Without it, we don't understand.
I cannot see how it will help my people, how it will resolve the question of access to land that troubles us.
You talk about cost, our people forced to move. Think about what we've lost. don't mind if I intrude. You dictate our way, then say we have a choice. We were forced to live your way, now we have a voice. Why's everything gotta be your way? It's killing our home, our culture is left unknown. Why we gotta do everything your way? You don't understand, we're connected to land. Like we always do the wrong thing, yeah. You look at me like I don't belong here, uh-huh. Too many times we feel forced to fit in. This society goes against all we believe in. Caring for your loved ones above the blood money, yep. Sharing with each other, never leave a brother hungry, mm-hmm. This world has many cultures, but there's only one race. We love this land before you even knew your own place. Why is everything gotta be your way? It's killing our home. Our culture is left unknown. Why we gotta do everything your way? You don't understand, we're connected to land. Without it, we don't understand. Why's everything gotta be your way? It's killing our home. Our culture is left unknown.
Let us unite this country, not divide it ever.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Looking at other headline news here, the Sydney Morning Herald. We have to put out the message of unity, Freeman's road to AC honour. It's been a long sense of journey for Cathy Freeman, the nation's most prominent Indigenous athlete, to finally accept its top honour, a Companion of Australia Award, after previously declining an upgrade from the Medal of the Order of Australia she won in 2001. Freeman, who lit the cauldron at the 2000 Sydney Olympics and won a gold medal in the women's 400-metre event, has joined other gold medal-winning Olympians, Dawn Fraser, Betty Cuthbert, Herb Elliott and Marjorie Jackson in being given Australia's highest honour. But it was never a sure thing. For a decade, Freeman quietly rebuffed attempts to put her name forward, concerned that association with Australia Day, which many First Nations people call Invasion Day, might be upsetting for some members of the Indigenous community. And a beautiful shot here in the colourful outfit that she wore. And she has been honoured, Cathy Freeman has been honoured with the Companion of Australia Award, the nation's highest honour. Then recently Freeman had a change of heart, advising the Honours Secretary that she would accept the NAC Award on Australia Day. Freeman explained to this masthead, "It's a great responsibility to accept this from the Aussie people. It means a lot. I'm definitely very interested in unity, harmony, peace. I remember as a little girl reading prayer books. The virtues were fed into my brain. On a day like Australia Day, we have to put out into the world the message of unity. After all, reconciliation is unity." So congratulations there, Sister Cathy Freeman. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev on the mic here, about to sign off. I thank you very much for your company, you mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with your daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Street. In Dingy House, here it is, Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM, here in Buchan Street. And a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. Thank you for the work that you do, and we'll yarn soon. You mob, stay tuned to NERS, National News Radio Service. Got the news coming up very soon, and we will yarn very, very soon. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Keep smiling, have a great day, you mob. Too deadly. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm Fitzroy where the stars be. I'm Wanganine in 93. I'm Mundine, I'm Kathy Free. Man, that far inside of me. I'm Adam Goods and Adam should be applauded when he stands up. You can look to us from that time stop. I'm Patty Mills with the last shot. I'm good, I'm arch, I'm everything that you ask. I'm everything that you can't be. I'm the dead heart's heartbeat. I'm good, I'm arch, I'm good, I'm arch. I'm good, I'm arch, I'm good, I'm arch, yeah, I'm good, I'm arch, I'm good, I'm arch, yeah, I'm Patty Mills, with 12 million ghosts. I'm Doug Nichols, I'm Jimmy Little with a royal telephone. I'm the world champion 68, boy I'm Lionel Rose. I'm William Cooper, I take a stand when no one even knows. I'm the walker, I'm the sounder, the children coming home. Boy I'm good, I'm arch, I'm everything that you ask. I'm everything that you count, I'm the dead heart, heartbeat. I'm good, I'm arch, I'm good. Let me take it home, I'm Rummer. I'm the Sand Hills, I'm Cummins. I'm Les Briggs, I'm Paul Briggs. I'm Uncle Ringo with all them kids. I'm Uncle Buck, everybody loves me. Ain't none below, ain't none above me. I'm the carving out of every scar tree. I'm those flats, that Bivachi. Now Mr. Apple, think about me and you, we feel the same. And it might sound strange, but I'm just saying, we both unsettled when the boats came. I'm good, I'm much, I'm everything that you ask. I'm everything that you can't. I'm the dead heart, heartbeat.
Children.